Thank you very much. As you've heard, my name is Sheka, and I'm a journalist by profession, a member of the National Union of Journalists, and also a member of the Trades Union for Refugees. I came to this country to seek asylum because of my profession. I wrote articles against or criticizing the government, and I was jailed for that. Later, my name was placed on a death list, and eventually I had to run away. But yet still, the Home Office is saying I should go back and be persecuted or even be killed. But at this moment, I want to appeal to the conscience of the British people. Because they proclaim, like the Queen and the Prime Minister, they proclaim to be Christians. And how can you be a Christian when you don't follow what Christianity says? Because Jesus says that whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. When I was homeless, you gave me a home. When I have no food, you gave me food. When I had sickness, you visited me. But here in this country, what asylum seekers are facing is a contradiction of what Jesus said. So how can the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, say he's a Christian when he does not follow what Jesus said? Last night we were here celebrating the Passion, Manchester Passion, the Passion of Jesus Christ. Here we are today celebrating the suffering of God's children. Because we are all God's children, whether you are from Iraq or Afghanistan or Zimbabwe or Sudan or Sierra Leone, we are all part of God's creation. So we need to actually appeal to the conscience of these people for them to know that we are all part of one big human family, and there is no need to separate between a particular group of people and another group of people. So what I'm leaving with you this afternoon is that you have to believe that God is with you. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what the situation is, whether you've been given deportation orders or not, believe that there is a God. The God that they believe in is the same God that created us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shaka.